Now, the Road Safety Authority have come out with a new interactive map which has logged the exact location of thousands of road traffic collisions across the country and over 1,700 road traffic collisions in Kerry. It's a publicly available map and it shows the location of collisions all over the country from the start of 2016 to the end of 2024. With me in the line to talk about this and the purpose behind it and what it will help us do in terms of understanding how to be safer on the roads is David Martin, who's Senior Media Relations Manager with the Road Safety Authority. David, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
What's the purpose of this map?
Well, the RSA, we have a statutory remit to report fatal and serious and minor injuries on the road. And we do so on a regular basis every year. I spend New Year's Day every year going through the fatalities for the previous years. It's a kind of a somber thing for us to do every year. But we provide analysis and we look at the age profile of people who may have been killed that previous year. But we really haven't aggregated it and looked at it in a long-term way. And so our research team has been working really hard over the last number of months to develop this interactive map. And as you say, what it really does show, it shows the exact location, the exact time of day, the type of road user that was affected by a collision. And it's really giving us and other stakeholders, whether it's local authorities or local road safety campaigners, detailed information as to what's happening in their specific locales in terms of injuries, fatalities on the road. So it's a really, really important tool. I can't overemphasize how important it is for us to analyze what's going on the roads, but we've made it available to the world. It's available on the RSA.ie website, and I think it'll be a really important and effective tool for lots of other stakeholders across the country.
Yeah, so you can figure out the roads that have the most accidents on them. You can figure out the nature of the accident, whether it was a serious injury, whether it was a minor collision, whether it was a fatality.
Indeed.
And it gives you the knowledge on your local road of where things can happen.
Absolutely, and you can drill down into it. Like you mentioned, Kerry, there is, I can see now, I clicked onto it just before I came on air there. I can see that over that eight-year period between up to 2024, there were 61 fatalities on roads in Kerry, and there was 416 serious collisions and 1,249 non-serious collisions. So what you can do is you can actually dig in and into those specific figures, and you can actually look at exactly where those were occurring. You'll see, not surprising, I suppose, with Kerry, there's more prevalence in North Kerry around Tralee, where there's more people, I suppose. So you can actually look at the specific location, the time of day, and was it a cyclist, was it a pedestrian, was it a driver? So this is really invaluable information for people, particularly, I suppose, in local authorities who would be looking at, okay, what's, we kind of thought anecdotally that was a dangerous road, but we can now drill down into it and we can see exactly what's happening on that particular road.
Yeah, like for example, like the 28 of the 61 were recorded as happening on national roads in the county. 61 fatalities between 2016 and 2024. Mm. 8 happened in 22 between the edge of Tralee and the county bounds. 5 within about 8 kilometres of roadway on the N22 between Brennan's Glen and the Kilcommon Road turnoff. So even having that level of knowledge could encourage people to say, okay, I'm a road that has had and quite a number of accidents. There's reasons for that, obviously. I need to slow down and be extra aware. Is that an example of what the map can do?
It is. And look, the roads, very sadly, Jerry, we've seen an increase in road fatalities in the last number of years. There's 183 last year, and that was up in the previous year. And it's something that we're very, very concerned about. It's something that needs to be addressed, and we need to sort of make a stop. And raising awareness, and that's one of our jobs within the Road Safety Authority, is to make people aware of what's going on. Look, we're all busy in our lives. We hop in the car, we'll drive to work, we'll drive to pick up the kids or whatever, but we're not really thinking about safety, and we're not thinking about, am I going to arrive safe? I think if we can raise awareness of, look, these are the areas in your locale where people are being injured, where people have died, it will make people slow down and, put the phone away and perhaps drive in a little bit more carefully.
Yeah, is that another side of it that this underlines as well? We're talking 61 and the fatalities, but there was 416 serious injury collisions, which has a toll for people in the country, people involved in those accidents.
And look, I emphasise the 61 figure is fatal collisions. There may have been more people killed, so there may have been more than one person killed in those collisions. So typically, if it was 61, there may have been 65, 66 people killed. So just need to be aware of that. And typically, sure, you're right. For every fatality, you're going to get 7 or 8 serious injuries. And, you know, some of these are just life-changing injuries. And these are the unseen people. They don't get reported upon so much. We are, you know, we're aware of the tragedies when people die on the roads. But some people's lives are changed utterly for the rest of their lives. And they're sort of the unseen people in many, many ways. And the impact it has on them and their families and their friends is absolutely traumatic. And it's a lifelong burden that they have to carry. So, you know, it's not just about the fatalities. Serious injuries is a major, major issue.
Yeah, and this finally, David, this doesn't go into the reasons behind those accidents. It's just the accidents, the nature of them, where they happened, when they happened.
So typically what we'll see is we have to wait for the process. We have the police will do their investigation. Sometimes there will be court cases. There will be coroner's inquiries. So we'll do other research, pieces of research, looking at the trends. And frequently we'll see that, look, sadly, alcohol continues to be a big issue in terms of driver fatalities. Sometimes it's very difficult to know whether somebody was looking at their mobile phone, you know, because it's very difficult to capture that. We still see people who are not wearing seatbelts. Hard to believe, particularly passengers in the rear of the car. So it doesn't capture that. That's done separately. This really just provides the raw data in terms of where and when and who.
Yeah. Okay, David, listen, we'll leave it there. It's a fabulous resource. Very easy to use, interactive map. So thanks for telling us about it on the programme this morning.
Pleasure, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
There you go, to David Martin there, Senior Media Relations Manager with the Road Safety Authority. You can check out that. It's on the rsa.ie road safety website, and you can go into by year, you can go into by county, you can go in right down to the local level with the map to see where the collisions have happened and what the outcome of those collisions were. So hopefully that helps us all be a little bit safer on the road.